If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
The unfortunate outbreak of what seems to be a measles outbreak in the Tshwane, Johannesburg, Ekurhuleni areas. So really, thank you for making time for us, and good evening and welcome.
Good evening and good evening to your listeners.
Mr. Makwela, you know, how bad is this outbreak?
Okay. I think maybe just a bit of context. Measles outbreak, we have been having a measles outbreak for quite some time.
Mm-hmm.
From as far back as 2022 nationally, we've been having cases, and we based at an even national nationwide campaign, you know, where all provinces conducted the campaign, but we continue to see, you know, sporadic cases continuing throughout the years. And today in Gauteng, we are sitting from January around 181 cases, but most of these cases have been, you know, throughout the months from January. But of recent, especially in June, we started seeing a spike that has just alarmed us, you know, in Mamelodi, where we saw, you know, a lot of cases reported that started in some of the squatter camps, and but now just generally in Mamelodi East, around Stanza area, you know, Namibia, that's where we have seen some cases of measles. Yes, indeed, it's a concern.
So this spike that you're seeing currently, it happened around June, as you say.
Yeah, just around June, May, June, that's when we started seeing an increase of cases. You know, measles is highly infectious. If you just have a person infected and you have got only 20 people around you, most likely to get infected if you are not immune or you have never been vaccinated with measles vaccine.
You mentioned the fact that there are concerns around what you call immunity gap. Talk to us about what an immunity gap is.
Yeah, so South Africa has a program of immunization which seeks to ensure that all children, you know, especially under the age of 5 years, are vaccinated with a variety of vaccines. It's got many vaccines that are targeting a lot of diseases, infectious diseases. So, it does happen from time to time that you get a, you know, not a buy-in in vaccines, and you have got children that are not vaccinated as they should. Some vaccinated with one dose, others not ever taking a vaccine. So that is where you start having that phenomenon where you have a community not fully protected. You normally would say that a person must have 95%, you know, herd immunity. So meaning that if you have got 95% of the children vaccinated, then if you're going to have a case of measles in that community, the chances of it spreading over that 5%, you know, they are quite minimal. So we have seen hesitancy in vaccinations and also again, we have seen, you know, the phenomenon where since Haiti is a, you know, a mobile community where you would have people coming in for, you know, economic reasons. Some people would come not vaccinated, and as a result, you have got clusters of people that are not vaccinated from wherever they are coming from. And if there is a case, then you'd have an outbreak. So yes, if you have got a low vaccination coverage, which should be routine in our services, then that's where you then have the risk of having an outbreak like we are having at the moment. Mm-hmm.
And so what is your directive to parents? You know, how do you think we can better prepare for this outbreak?
Already, I mean, the district and the province outbreak response team has been activated a long time ago, as far back as in when the cases started, and we had already vaccinated, especially in Tshwane. The effort that took place, we have already vaccinated over 21,000 children, especially in school. So the district and the province has responded, and what we are saying and encouraging the public out there, we are saying that make sure that your child goes to the nearest healthcare facility, get 2 doses of vaccine at 6 months, and at 12 months, so that they are fully protected. But also, if there are campaigns which are ongoing and current, despite having received the vaccine, there is always benefit to a booster dose that they will get in those campaigns. Mm. So we are encouraging even those that are contacts of people that have been infected to also present themselves, because the symptoms are quite clear. If you present with rash and you have fever and maybe you have got flu-like symptoms, that it just be maybe that has infected you. So you need to go to an area healthcare facility and make sure that you get tested and isolate for almost 7 days. We always say minimum of 4 days from the day that you have seen rash. Isolate and make sure that if you are even our healthcare facilities, they have now been on alert to say that they must isolate any patient that presents with such kind of symptoms. So we are encouraging the public to really heed up the call of taking the vaccine wherever it is being presented.
All right. Thank you so much for that. And I think hopefully, you know, people are listening and they can, you know, listen out every time there is a program that's on the way, that they can at least come in and bring their children for a booster, as you're saying. Surveillance manager at Gauteng Health Department, Mashaole Makwela. And please, guys, if your child is presenting with these symptoms, a rash, what seems to be a fever, just make sure. It may not necessarily be the measles, but just go to the clinic and just make sure that they didn't catch the measles, that is the outbreak that they're currently concerned about here. Health officials in Gauteng saying they're seeing quite a spike now since May, June. So please, if your child is presenting with those symptoms, take them to the nearest health facility so that they can get some treatment. It's 3 minutes after nine.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.